history, from the institution of penance to the selling of indulgences to disagreements about baptism and the proper way to take communion, to all the rules and regulations that govern the thousands of denominations that have sprung up, to all the expectations, spoken and unspoken, that complicate our relationships in the church and the world. We have a habit of setting up extra rules and laws when it comes to connecting with God, and it lures us into believing that these rules determine God's favor in our lives. I grew up in a church that preached the Bible, and a little extra. Not only were we not supposed to break the Ten Commandments, but we also had a few additional things enforced to help keep us on the straight and narrow. For instance, R-rated movies were forbidden, and even PG was suspect. Dancing was also off-limits, for fear it would lead to touching, which could lead to the condemnable offense of heavy petting, a phrase I've heard only in church youth groups. As for music, the piano and the organ were the only acceptable instruments on church property. On one occasion, our church hosted a concert by a very popular Christian group. The assumption was that they would come in and simply sing their songs. Instead, to the elders' surprise and chagrin, they brought guitars, drums, smoke machines, and lights. I distinctly recall hearing one of the elders say to my parents after it was all over, "Next time we let anyone sing on our stage, we'll make sure they are Christians." Yep, we put the fun in fundamentalism. As much as I now laugh about some of these additional thou shalt nots, other churches were even more strict. Some forbade watching TV. Others called card playing a sin.